Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi has sent a letter to the Financial Times regarding the recent investigation of the Institute of Religious Works by Rome's prosecutor's office. Ira McCarthy has more on the story.
The Institute of Religious Works, more commonly known as IOR, made international headlines Monday after it emerged that the Roman Procurator's Office had placed two transactions and its president, Gotti Tedeschi, under investigation. On Tuesday, Rome's magistrates froze €23 million of its fund in Italy, claiming two recent transfers from an IOR account in an Italian bank were deemed suspicious. In his letter published Thursday by the British Financial Times newspaper, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi writes that he felt compelled to clarify matters to avoid the spread of inaccurate information and to ensure that no damage is caused to the activities of the financial institute. Father Lombardi's letter immediately went to the heart of the issue. Point number one, the IOR is not a bank, in the normal definition of the term. It is an institute that administers the assets of the Catholic institutions, whose goal is to further religious and charity work across the world. Point number two, the IOR is located within the territory of Vatican City State. In short, beyond the jurisdiction of the various national banks. This means its position in the global system of financial regulations requires a series of agreements before it can be included on the whitelist. Point number three. From the day of his appointment, President Gotti Tedeschi has been working with great commitment to ensure the absolute transparency of the IOR's activities and their compliance for the norms and procedures which will allow the Holy See to be included on the whitelist. In order for this to happen as quickly as possible, there are ongoing contacts with the Bank of Italy, the European Union, and the competent international bodies such as the OECD and GAFI. Father Lombardi writes that it is for this reason that the Vatican has expressed its perplexity and amazement at this investigation by Rome's Magistrates' Office, which has come at a time in which this commitment is being clearly shown and these contacts are being made in order to reach lasting solutions as soon as possible. He adds that the nature and aims of the transactions under investigation could have been clarified with great simplicity, and that the current problem was caused by a misunderstanding, now being examined, between the IOR and the bank which received the transfer order. Father Lombardi concludes that the Holy See reiterates its complete confidence in the managers of the IOR and its desire for complete transparency in financial operations, in accordance with the procedures and norms required today to ensure the security and transparency of transactions in the field of global international finance. I'm Ema McCarthy.